Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. Our reading today is Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 to 8. And today we'll focus on verse 6. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. A thought for the day. Do you ever feel discouragement? A few years ago in my previous church, I was feeling really quite discouraged. And one day, I saw that someone had shared an Alpha testimony on Facebook. I watched it, and it was so encouraging. In fact, I felt a huge surge of encouragement, and I was so surprised. I totally believe that God can do anything he wants, but the sense of discouragement I was feeling at the time was just beginning to pull me down. I went on to find loads of Alpha testimonies on YouTube, and I think I must have watched loads and loads of testimonies during that particular season of life. And I shared them with people, I played them in our church at the time, and some people loved them, some people didn't. I learned a bit of a painful lesson in those days. And it's kind of summarised by Bill Johnson, the American pastor of Bethel Church, and he puts it like this: I'm only a few steps away from discouragement, so it's my job to stay encouraged. Staying encouraged is really important. It's really vital for life as well as for faith. And today I'd love to explore this idea. Encouragement evaporates. Store it, steward it, and share it. Today we start our journey in the book of Colossians, one of Paul's letters. It's written to a small church going through a tough time. The church planted was planted by a man called Epaphras, who's one of Paul's disciples in Ephesus. And he's been sent to Colossae and has planted this church. However, it's a huge challenge. He's been to visit Paul to seek advice from his old mentor. And this letter offers much wisdom to the Colossian church. There are three things that we should do or remember in the face of encouragement. Number one, store it. If someone encourages you, store it. Don't be English about it. Honestly, save it, celebrate it, reflect on it. I know of a person who keeps an encouragement box. Any letters, cards or notes, he stores them. So save positive emails, text or direct messages. Why? Because it's human nature, psychologists tell us, to reflect always on the negative. To let discouragement define us. No, store encouragement. The Apostle Paul's message to the Colossian church is that he's so thankful for them, verse 3. He prays for them, verse 3, and he's heard good things of their faith and love for people, verse 4. This is a written record of good things to be read out in the little church. It is so tempting to remember negative feedback, to be blighted by the last difficult job you have that has left encouragement evaporate. Number 2, steward it. I found a box of thank you cards from my student worker days in London recently. I don't know where I'd kept them, I just came across them. And as I read them, it struck me that the devil will always try and tell you that you haven't made a difference or you've wasted your time. Steward the encouragement. It's proof that you haven't. Read the cards or the letters. It's not indulgence when you read it with a thankful heart for God's wonderful grace in your life. Use it to encourage your soul. Keep them somewhere where you can see them. Get them out at certain times. In verse 6, Paul talks about faith, hope and love. He's referring to the total change in the lives of the Colossian Christians. He's calling it out. Steward it. He's saying God has done an amazing thing among you. Your lives have totally changed. The gospel works. Steward it. Celebrate it. Jesus changes lives. So steward the encouragement. And finally, number 3, share it. As we talked about yesterday, Paul is a great advocate of being thankful. A heart of gratitude is often a heart that has been touched by the grace of God. Much of verses 1 to 14 is Paul sharing thanksgiving. The truth is that if our hearts are encouraged, of which we must take some responsibility for, then our encouragement levels will inevitably overflow to the people around us. So let's pray that today, Tuesday, is a day of encouragement, both for us and the people that we're around. That we speak out blessing and life to a people that we will meet today weighed down by a whole ton of discouragement. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for loads of opportunities today to speak encouragement and life to those around us. Amen. Colossians 1, verses 1 to 8. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. To God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and for the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf and who told us of your love in the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name. Oh, what could separate?